Thank you for tuning into the podcast. Several years ago, a man shared a little story with me. In every job I've ever had, he said, I've always met someone or found someone who would get under my skin and ruin the experience for me. I'd blame that person for my unhappiness, then I would quit as a way to get even. I'd start over at a new job, and in time, it would all play out again. Finally, I realized there is one common factor in all of these situations, me. This fellow woke up to the reality that he had been caught for a long time in the victim trap. His perspective on life was that he is a victim, and that there is someone somewhere who is to blame for why his life was unfolding the way it did. In this podcast, I'd like to explore this victim trap way of thinking and how our Christian spiritual tradition can guide us toward engaging life in a more mature, authentic, realistic way. Those caught in the victim mentality believe that they have no power, while others have all the power. They tend to experience feelings of hurt more deeply, often out of proportion to the circumstances, and for a longer duration. Victim thinking stops growth and forward progress, and seduces one into identifying with the injustice or wrong one experienced. One becomes trapped in a cycle of rehearsing old hurts, repeating the old stories, and living, at least in our heads, in corrosive relationships with people who in some cases might be long dead, but still occupy rent-free space in the imagination. Forgiveness can be difficult, and the desire for revenge often overrides any ability to let go and move forward. To be a perennial victim is to live a less than full life, and is not what God desires and hopes for us. Our culture reinforces the victim perspective. Consequently, you are likely to have a friend or family member who sees life through the eyes of the victim. Or perhaps you yourself are in the habit of playing the blame game. Victimhood is a part of the collective mindset of Americans that has roots in the nation's founding. The Declaration of Independence, for example, cast the American colonists as victims of the English crown. American settlers saw themselves as innocent victims of native and indigenous peoples whom the whites called savages. A more contemporary example of victim trap thinking are the words of former President Trump, who notably told those who attended a 2020 campaign rally, "We're all victims, everybody here. All these thousands of people here tonight, they're all victims, every one of you." People tend to fall into the victim trap when they are unable to manage powerful emotions such as fear, guilt, anger, or grief. Because they cannot work through and integrate these emotional currents, they often stay stuck on grievances, stuck in the past, stuck in unhealthy relationships. None of us is immune to injustices, bad luck, randomness and chance, dangerous people, making poor choices, and living with unforeseen consequences. We can't avoid these things, but we can choose how we respond if and when they come our way. Undoubtedly, there are terrible, unjust things that happen to good, innocent people. A more spiritually mature response to such circumstances might explore questions such as, what am I feeling? How can I express those feelings in a way that will nurture healing and growth? How can I deal with this pain without becoming destructive to myself or others? How can I hold those who hurt me accountable for their actions? Did I play any role in creating this situation? What can I learn from this? What help do I need as I navigate the impacts of what happened, including the feelings of emotional pain and trauma I have experienced? How can I invite God into this situation and open my heart to God's healing love? Of course, sometimes things happen to us when we are children, in which we play no role in creating. We are not responsible for the way we were raised or what happened to us as children. But as adults, we are responsible for staying stuck in old ways of thinking, living, and interacting with the world instilled in us in our childhood that are dysfunctional. I think a key to moving beyond victimhood to healing and wholeness is recognizing what marks victim-trap thinking compared to a perspective of personal empowerment and a healthy way of relating to others. I want to give credit to Carmen Renee Berry, who wrote a great book on this theme entitled, Who's to Blame? She notes that those in the victim trap tend to find themselves living crisis to crisis. They assign blame to others, identify with past abuse, have trouble establishing boundaries, have a low capacity for change, are often overwhelmed by emotions, and are addicted to feelings, and have little capacity for forgiveness, and tend to excuse wrongdoers or seek revenge. The perspective of personal power includes relative stability with an ability to manage occasional crises, holding self and others accountable, is rooted in identifying with ongoing successful relationships with God, others, and self, sets and honors boundaries, learns from mistakes. We also note that many who have been hurt or wronged avoid the victim trap by working to redefine what happened. That is, they struggle through the tough questions outlined above while refusing to use the term victim to describe themselves. Rather, they relate to their experience as a survivor. Moving beyond the victim trap is an essential spiritual task for which God gives us abundant grace and transformative power. We are invited to open our hearts and cooperate with this grace so that we may experience the freedom that comes with living in the present and looking with hope and embraceiveness to the future. In a culture that is ever more deeply sinking into victimhood thinking, doing our inner work to move beyond this truncated way of living can bring a great deal of light and life to others and can role model a more authentic, spiritually vital, soulful way of being. Thank you for listening. And with that, let's go into a few moments of meditation.